Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We continue our extensive coverage of the situation that took place in the last 48 hours in Israel. Olivia Rafovich is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force. He's the former foreign minister spokesperson and a military expert for I-24 News. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
The last 48 hours or so now, a little bit more than that, tremendously tense time in Israel, but from a military perspective, it does seem to be a success. Can you talk to us about that?
It's not only a success, it is an incredible military success for the state of Israel, because in 3 days, the Israeli army successfully achieved the goals that they chose from the very beginning. It was against the terrorist Islamic group, Islamic Jihad, in Gaza Strip. And the goal was not to go to war against Gaza or against the Palestinian people, not at all. The goal was to destroy the responsible of the terrorist group, and it was actually achieved. Now, during this operation, the Islamic group fired around 1,000 missiles against the state of Israel, and they targeted not only soldiers, but mostly civilian and cities in Israel. Hopefully, they did not achieve their goal because, as you know, in Israel we developed and we are using Iron Dome anti-missile system, which is actually the response for this threat. But from one point, I would like just to emphasize it, because it is very important to talk about it to your, to you and to, your listeners. The terrorists actually fired several missiles against Israel, but sometimes they misfired, and the missile that they launched against Israel actually fall into Gaza territory and killed several Gaza people, among them, unfortunately, children. And in these cases, actually, they accused Israel to be responsible. They wanted to use their mistake
to
accuse us. But we were clever enough, and I would say very clever enough and very quick, in order to give all the details, all the video, all the pictures showing the truth. And the truth was very sad, because at the end of the day, children and innocent people were killed. But the truth was also that the terrorist group actually killed their own people. So in this operation, I would say that after 3 days, we concluded what we decided to start from the very beginning in a total surprise and initiative way. So I would say I salute, really, the soldiers, the pilots, all the members of the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, and I salute also the people of Israel to have been strong standing during these days. It started a little bit even before the 3 days, in order to achieve these goals. And actually, we are back today to normal life. That's actually how we live in Israel for now years.
It's absolutely incredible that. I asked the question a little bit earlier, but to some extent, this operation was probably helpful to Hamas, in the sense that Hamas, or might have been helpful to Hamas, because it removed the Palestinian Islamic Jihad from being effective. Is that a concern for Israel?
I want to be very clear. Before the operation, Hamas movement, terrorist group, was running the Gaza Strip, correct? They were in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So nothing changed on this point.
Right.
But we didn't want to have any total war or total escalation of violence, because it was not the goal. You know, war is a political situation developing in violent situation. And The goal of a government here, it's the government of Israel and the Israeli army, was not to launch an all-out war or an escalation without knowing where we are going to. The goal was very precise and very accurate. The goal was to fight and to deal with the Islamic Jihad groups responsible for tens of casualties in the last month in Israel and hundreds of wounded in different attacks within the country. So in this case, it is what we achieved. Now, what are now the consequences of this operation? We need the time to see it. But as a matter of fact, if Hamas now understood, number one, that Israel is very strong, very, very strong, and not going to play with anyone for his own security. Number two, that they could prefer, or they should prefer, to deal with their own population instead to deal with terror. We are not going to change Hamas. We are not going to change their ideology. We have no this intention, and it's impossible to do it. You don't change people. You deal with people. And you deal with people, even if they don't like you, in order to live close to them, and in the case that they don't want you to live quietly, so you go to war. Mm. But we're not going to change our neighbors or our enemies. We are just going to deter them. And if they want to choose another path of living close to us, fine. You know, in the Middle East, it is a jungle. It is a big jungle with very bad people, but they are here. They are there, and we are here. So we must find a way to live in this same area. We must be very strong, but we're not going, and I'm serious, very clear. We have no intention to change anyone except to make them understand that if they want to do something against us, we are very strong and they will pay the price. So maybe in this aspect, Hamas understood that if they go against us, they will pay a terrible price, and they understood that they have to think and to behave rationally and not like a crazy Islamic group.
In other words, the change or the impact on the political arena isn't part of Israel's agenda. What's important is the safety and security of its population, even if Hamas were to benefit from that. What happens now in terms of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, given the fact that Israel has announced that it has eliminated most of its senior leadership?
Islamic Jihad group now is beaten, is it, and they have to rethink their way of being or not being. But for the moment, they understood clearly, and the state behind them, I mean Iran, understood that you don't play with Israeli security, and when Israel decides to go for fight, we mean it. And we mean it in the best way, like happened, you know, to eliminate two leading members of the terrorist group in 2 days. You need a very specific, accurate intelligence. I would say that it's a little bit looks like the operation that the Americans launched against the head of the Al-Qaeda, right, in Kabul. You need a good intelligence, and the result need to be clean. We don't want to have any collateral damage. I mean, we don't want to have any civilian involved.
Absolutely.
And it was the case in both operations. I don't want to say again that I salute the army and the soldiers, but I really salute them. And I think that we can be in Israel, be very proud of what our people have accomplished in this 3 days operation.
Absolutely right, Olivier Rafovich. That's where we leave it. Reserve Colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, former foreign media spokesperson and military expert for I-24 News.